Did you know that more than 50 million American women have participated in the Girl Scouts, including yours truly? Yes, proud Brownie and Girl Scout right here. And we just learned, actually, that one of these exceptional individuals is using her corporate, legal, and human resource expertise to now lead the Girl Scouts of Connecticut into a new era. I am so excited to introduce you and myself, I can't wait to meet her, to Cheshire attorney Alicia. And she was just appointed to be the new CEO of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut, which is, again, the number one girls nonprofit. And she's here today to share with us her goals for the organization moving forward. Now, Alicia, I'm going to admit this to you. And Alisa, who set up this interview between the two of us, she gave me your pronunciation of your middle name. And I still don't want to make it incorrect. I don't want to say it incorrectly. Can you share with us how you say your middle name? Is it Pagese?
Oh, my gosh. He did it perfectly.
No way!
Perfect.
I should have gone with my gut then. Oh, son of a gun. Okay, fine. So pretend the last 30 seconds didn't happen, and I'm going to try again. We have with us today Alicia Pagese Spearman, and I'm so happy to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad to have you with us. First of all, tell us about your experience with the Girl Scouts and how you feel it had a direct impact on, you know, what you've been able to accomplish now in your adulthood.
Well, I think that I was really young. I was a Brownie. So really, it was just the feeling of friends, meeting friends and having fun and learning new things and, you know, doing activities and walking in that parade when your family and friends were watching you walk down the street. So just a really positive feeling of just being with other girls that were my friends and that we would do activities at that level. And there was my daughter, when she was a Girl Scout, you know, organizing activities for them to do to learn, grow, and develop and try new things. So it's always positive with the Girl Scouts.
So tell us how you got from Brownie to now the CEO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut. That is quite impressive.
Oh, thank you. I think it's really I've been an executive at major corporations within Connecticut, and I'm a lawyer for over 30 years. And so I think my skills as a labor and employment attorney, also working as the head of HR for some organizations, kind of have set me up perfectly for this position. And then it's also for me, in my personal life and in my work life, always training and developing and trying to inspire and empower women. That is my thing. So what better organization to work for than the Girl Scouts, who focus on young women and their commitment to the community and building leaders of tomorrow.
And again, I'm so happy to have Alicia here with us. She is the new CEO of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut. And, you know, this is something that I've talked to, you know, Diana Mahoney about many, many times that she's been on the show, and how the Girl Scouts, they've really changed over, well over 100 years of being around. What have you noticed about this organization and some of the changes, like drastic changes it has made, especially generation to generation, still serving the purpose of helping girls to grow more independent, more confident, more business savvy? I mean, what are some of the biggest changes you have noticed since the days of being a Brownie to now becoming the new CEO?
Well, I think we have to meet young women where they are. You're never stagnant. You want to respect the history of the organization. But what's important now, today, right? Before, we didn't have COVID. Now we have kids who came through COVID. So what can we do? What do they want? So first, we did a survey to find out what do young girls want and what do their parents want and what do they expect. And so we focused on Girl Scout leadership experience. That was something that we didn't have before. And the four pillars of that are life skills, entrepreneurship, STEAM, and outdoor experience. And STEAM is important because science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, that's the careers of the future. So we expose our Girl Scouting community to those activities and coding and a whole bunch of things, robotics, that can, you know, maybe let them find their passion and maybe let them say, I want to be an engineer. I want to do X, Y, and Z. And then they go in the world and they do that. So that's a really big difference that we really want to innovate and not stay stagnant and meet people where they are. We have a Girl Scout Strong program. And being a corporate executive, I tell you, for those who've gotten their project management certifications, Anybody who's gone through Girl Scout Strong, that's definitely a person that you want to hire for your company. So we start early with branding and confidence and skills, you know, all kind of skills. And I think that's why we're staying relevant today.
So Alicia is here, and she is the new CEO of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut. And can I share with you, Alicia? I'm obviously a reporter, so I like to, you know, do research. I like to look things up. And you have quite the impressive resume. And I'm not saying it to, you know, to drum up an ego or anything like that. Not that you seem that way. You seem very down to earth. I want to have lunch with you at some point. That'd be really fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, this is what I do. I talk out loud. My listeners have gotten very used to the fact that I talk out loud. I'll make plans in the middle of an interview, which is totally not appropriate, but I can't help myself. I get caught up in the moment. But what I found really fascinating is that you have accomplished so many different things in your career that I think would directly correlate with helping young girls grow. So, for example, I couldn't help but notice that you at one point were working with the Connecticut Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. That is an entity we have on this show on a weekly basis. And it is for exactly what the title talks about, creating more equity, making sure that there are no gaps in how we treat people or how we pay people or how we give access to health care or, you know, housing, whatever the case may be. There are so many things I found where it comes back to you really, I think, closing like gaps and creating more unity, which right now our country's not so great at. And I think a lot of times women are sort of in this place, especially young girls, where they're not really sure of who they are, what they can speak about, what is appropriate, what's not. How do we know that we can advocate for ourselves? You know, could you talk a little bit about your background before coming to this role for the Girl Scouts that you feel is really going to help the next generation of girls who are enrolling with Girl Scouts of Connecticut? Because I think there's a connection there.
Sure. I mean, I think that was I clerked for a judge first, and that was really the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities was my first job after clerking. And, you know, my first trial was televised against the, forgot the name of the Angels, something of the Angels. I forgot they were like a little homegrown neighborhood security group. But I think that you basically have to try something and try somewhere. So I'm kind of a unicorn. I've worked for private, I've worked for public and state. So I don't think everyone's done that. You know, I worked for the FBI, I've worked for the state commission. And I think that, you know, just building your skills, you may not always know what you want to do. I fell into labor and employment law and I ended up loving it. So you put your foot forward. So that's what we try to build in Girl Scouts. That's our whole mission. We build girls of courage, confidence and character who make the world a better place. So I think that through my jobs, I've always tried to help someone, pull someone up, make it even playing field. That's kind of how my family raised me. We kind of always help people. And I think by being a lawyer, using my advocacy skills, my diplomacy skills, when I'm in HR, I'm neutral. I'm not for the manager or the employee. I'm like listening to the facts, what's the policies that can make the workplace a better place. So I think all of these things that we learn in the Girl Scouts, you know, what we try to teach people to be a better person and to help the community, our gold awards. You know, our Girl Scouts are doing projects that they come up with the idea that impact their community where they live. We have 169 towns in Connecticut. We have over 400 awardees for these silver, bronze, and gold awards. So what the Girl Scouts are doing is amazing. So if you want your daughter to be, you know, dynamic, 1 in 6 women in Connecticut was a Girl Scout. There's famous people who were Girl Scouts. So if you want your daughter to rise to the challenge, to be inspired, to be encouraged, I think this is the place where you want to come.
I mean, also, you know, with that in the same breath, you know, STEM. I know STEM is a huge thing for Girl Scouts as well, getting girls into science, engineering and mathematics and tech and all of that. You have a background. You worked at Electric Boat. at one point, too, which is pretty unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you held a role that was pretty significant, executive team at the General Dynamics Electric Boat, serving as the vice president and chief human resources officer. So even in that regard, which is, I know, a sector of Girl Scouts in recent years that they've been trying to grow, getting you know, young girls into manufacturing, engineering, all of that. You represent that too. I mean, what haven't you done, Alicia? I'm waiting to hear what you are, like, still planning to do with your life, because I feel like you've checked a lot of boxes.
Well, I'm trying to make sure that the Girl Scout of Connecticut is the number one state Girl Scout unit out of all of Girl Scout USA. But it was a pleasure working at General Dynamics Electric Boat. That company builds the nuclear submarines that defend our nation, a crucially important manufacturer. And when you talk about workforce, they want people who can enter their workforce. Girl Scouts will build leaders that can enter the workforce. I'm hoping to partner with General Dynamics and as we go forward with Girl Scouts, use all my corporate connections and partner. At my old job, when I was working there, I connected with Diana, the former CEO, and we did Camp CEO at Quinnipiac University. We're going to continue that again. So we want to expose our girls to professors and CEOs and Girl Scout families so they can hone all of their skills, entrepreneurial skills and abilities. There's just so much that we can do to make the world a better place. And we need people who are willing to accept that challenge to make the world a better place and join Girl Scouts. Go to www.gsofct.org. And if you're an adult or retiree, come on and be a volunteer, because we have lots of volunteers and adult members as well.
Yeah, it's really an amazing organization. And one more time with that website, GSOFCT, of course, Girl Scouts of Connecticut, GSOFCT.org. And Alicia, I want to thank you for coming on the show, sharing a little bit about yourself, sharing your goals for the organization. I am excited to continue connecting with you. I'm a huge supporter of the Girl Scouts, and I look forward to having you back on the show really soon.
Okay, thank you so much, and we're going to have lunch. I'll call you.
Okay, fantastic. I love that you're talking plans with me on the air as well. It doesn't make me feel as crazy. I'm still crazy, but not as crazy as I thought. Thank you, Alicia. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, Alicia Spearman, who is the new CEO of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut right here on WICC, and one more time with their website, gsofct.org.